Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 123, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. Psalter 123, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Kings 17, the verses 1 through 16. 1 Kings 17, the first 16 verses. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go, and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing for the season that lies before us. Almighty God and merciful Father, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of all the earth, the fountain of all good, the source of all blessings, a day has been set aside when we are inner children may come up to thy house. It is a day of prayer. O Lord, may it be a day of prayer indeed. And then it behooves us on such a special day to confess our many and great sins before thy holy countenance. Then a day of prayer, it ought to be a day of humiliation and a day of repentance. May there have come up a few souls, truly unworthy, undeserving, even of the least of thy blessings. We have heard out of thy holy word that it was a very serious, a very solemn, and a very distressful time where the children of Israel have departed so far from thee and from thy institutions. 'Tis serious and dark in the world, but, O Lord, thy church has become so world-conformed, no longer a light and no longer the salt, that godly sorrow over sin, thou still has a remnant, but it is so small. Also yet a remnant amongst us that is great respect for thy holy word. But, Lord, the tender consciences, they are so missed. The hardening of the heart, a following heart after the world, and who perceives it, and who is grieved thereunder. May there in this week yet have been a few Jacobs with the approaching of prayer day, where Father Jacob has instructed his family that they could not go to Bethel as it was, that there needed to be repentance. Oh, to come to thy house with our sins. Oh, we have sung together, rise, help, and redeem us. Thy mercy we trust, but not to come in our sins. Because thou was written in thy word, ye ask and receive not, that ye might consume it in your lusts. Lord, may sin become sin. May guilt become guilt. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house when there are no burdens. Oh, and it is true, the timely burdens are manifold. But when there are no burdens concerning our sin, concerning our guilt, wilt thou grant that burden by thy Spirit, that there may be souls that may return home with that heavy burden. And, oh Lord, for those that have come up indeed with burdens, may they be given to roll and to place those burdens upon thee for the time and for eternity. When that may take place, then they may return home as so light-hearted. Lord, wilt thou grant a prayer day in truth and uprightness, because it is written that the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to the Lord. Thou as a people that can be so exercised with that text, may the unconverted become exercised with it, but the prayer of the righteous is his delight. May it please thee to work lovingly, irresistibly, by thy Holy Spirit. May we be given to resemble, even in a little way, an Ezra of old, on account of the transgressions, the backsliding, the mingling with the world, that priest, that he sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. May there be souls that have come up in this morning that need a sacrifice, that need thy dear Son as their prophet, their priest, and their king. And then Ezra was given to confess. He has blushed. He was ashamed to look unto thee, because he has stated that their iniquities, that they have climbed to the heavens. And then there was a reformation. Ah, Lord, grant that repentance and that reformation unto us and our children. Give us not over to the hardening of the heart, the greatest judgment that can come upon a person, a church, a people. Wilt thou grant that place in the dust at thy feet, Lord, leave and forsake us not. Take not the candlestick of thy holy word from amongst us and our children, but rise, help, and redeem us. And may we be given to hope in thy mercy, that thy candlestick may burn brighter and brighter amongst us and our children. Thou speakest in so many ways. Give us ears to listen, hearts to perceive. Thou speakest by thy goodness, yet make such a great difference with most of the people upon the earth. Ah, we remember the suffering. There are also suffering ones amongst us, but we do well to remember those outside of our circles. The country at war, already for more than a year, continue to uphold them. The country which thou was shaken by an earthquake, civil war, persecution, prisons, institutions of mercy, broken up families, the love of many is waxing cold in this world. Ah, Lord, on this prayer day, wilt thou grant that amongst us that love may abound? When thou withdrawest that love, then with all our blessings, then what do we have? Lord, the temporal needs are many. We have heard out of thy holy word of that widow who was gathering a few sticks, and she has told the prophet and then die. May that be impressed upon all of our hearts. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant strength, health, courage, a joy in our labors, but in the context that we have to die. Thou hast written in thy holy word, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? O Lord, what shall it be for us and our children under all thy blessings, under law and gospel, and then to have to go lost forever and ever? And then it shall all come back. It is written that then we shall be beaten with many stripes. To that end, Lord, then on prayer day we do well to examine ourselves, whether thy goodness, thy blessings, thy word, the afflictions and callings, whether they have brought us closer to thy word, or whether we continue to wander from that word, following and doing like the world. To that end, on this day, may that have been the burden of many, the prayer, because we can prosper in the time, but then we can be as an ox that is fatted for the day of slaughter. May there have been souls exercised with the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great thrice holy name. To that end, above all things, Lord, may it please thee to grant a rich blessing upon thy holy word. May it be a time of revival, a time of flourishing in your, in thy church. To that end, wilt thou help and remember the consistory, each in their respective offices. Thou hast helped hitherto. Wilt thou continue to do so? May all the souls entrusted unto us, may they weigh heavy at times, a burden too heavy to bear, where we may be given to lay all those souls, from the youngest to the oldest, at thy throne of grace, and humbly begging of thee that thy word may be blessed, that in this season boys and girls may receive a new heart, our young people to make that good choice of a Ruth, and those that have become somewhat older or very old, impressed upon their hearts that one thing needful. Wilt thou so bless thy word on the Lord's day, bless the instruction to our youth, remember the confession of faith class, wilt thou remember the catechism classes, all the visiting, it all awaits for thy blessing, and that it may be heard, the wonderful works of the Lord, needy sinners that become a missing, a sorrowing people, but also souls that have learned that they cannot save themselves, a demanding justice, a revelation, the application of the merits of thy dear Son. Do bless thy word in the family circles. Wilt thou help father and mother? May they be given to feel their responsibility in the first place. Their responsibility is the parents, that they may be given to instruct the busyness of the time, their dear ones out of thy word, by an example and accompanied with prayer. Remember our Christian school. Remember all those that labor therein. Continue to grant traveling mercies, where such a great distance is traveled day after day. Wilt thou help and remember the school board in their weighty and responsible task. Remember the administration, the principals, the teachers. Remember all the students. Wilt thou help them? Lord, may it please thee to provide for the daily bread for us and our children. We remember all the special needs. Do continue to remember and uphold all the mourning ones in our midst. Where those places where they remain empty and at times seems that they only become emptier, grant, place at thy footstool, may the callings be sanctified, Remember our elderly ones. Remember Bethesda with all those that may lovingly care for them, coming close to their long home. The infirmities increase above all things. Those that are still for their own account and so close to eternity. May it please thee by thy free and sovereign grace to take them under thy account. Oh, that they may be given to say, I am not my own, but belong to another. Remember all under the physician's care, among young and old, fears, concerns, continual tiredness of the body, continual pain, the circumstances are all known unto thee. Wilt thou grant unto the physicians wisdom and understanding? May the means be blessed. May the callings be sanctified. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones. Oh, Lord, it cannot be different when they look at other people, that they can become so discouraged. But wilt thou help them and remember their souls? We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And Lord, when at the moment, oh, what can change so quickly? 'Tis written in thy word, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day shall bring forth. But when there are no empty places, no special trials, and no afflictions, may we be given to stop and pause oftentimes, and may it be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth us and our children to repentance. Lord, wilt thou grant thy help in this morning, thy spirit, and speaking and in listening. The needs are manifold. Wilt thou bless what stands in need of thy blessing. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, as saith the Lord who bore thee, and never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone, worship and adore me. And what follows today, there is one collection which is for our Calvin Christian School, unless otherwise noted. The Lord bless you and your gifts. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for 1 Kings 17, the verses 8 through 16. And for our text, we shall read the verses 12, 13, and 14. And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." Our text words speak of the Lord's special care for Elijah with the widow of Zarephath, with 4 thoughts. In the first place, the Lord's heavy judgment. Secondly, the Lord's clear direction. Thirdly, the Lord's trying command. And fourthly, the Lord's daily provision. The Lord's special care for Elijah with the widow of Zarephath. The Lord's heavy judgment. The Lord's clear direction. The Lord's trying command. And the Lord's daily provision. Thus first, the Lord's heavy judgment. Then, beloved congregation, we must consider the reason that the prophet Elijah has left the land of Israel and that he went to dwell in Sidon, a heathen country. It is clear from the scriptures. We have read it to the catechism students that Elijah, that he was a man of prayer. We read thereof in James 5, the verses 16 and 17, the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. What a prayer that Elijah by the work of the Spirit that he was given to fall on the side of the Lord, where he was given to behold with much bitterness, with much grief, that on under all the Lord's goodness and under his callings, that people refused to turn from their evil and worldly ways. It was a very serious time. It was the time of King Ahab, the seventh king of the king of Israel. In Israel, they had the golden calves in Bethel and Dan as a means to serve the Lord. But what has Ahab done, young people, in his youth? He has married a heathen woman. May the Lord grant, cannot be different. That is the desire, the prayer on this prayer day of our youth, that the Lord may grant them one, a future spouse, with whom they may go through this world about the old truth and the old ways. Jezebel, known as the woman that has painted herself, not satisfied and happy how the Lord has made her, used unlawful means, but she was a worshiper of Baal. Baal, it is told us, is the male deity, the god of the Canaanites, the female counterpart that was Ashtaroth. And then they told the people that Baal is God. He rode upon a bull. The clouds were his chariot, and the lightning were the arrows. Thus they have said that Baal, he gave rain and fruitful seasons, and in the summertime, in the dry season, then Baal went on vacation. The serving of Baal that was connected with much immodesty, with sins against the seventh commandment. It seemed that King Ahab, that he was a puppet of Jezebel, had much influence, built the temple for Baal in Samaria. When we compare the time of the prophet Elijah, the widow of Zarephath, to our time, then our time is more serious yet. Who sees it? Who perceives it? And who takes it to heart? Our nation has become an Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. And it is written in 1 Peter 4 verse 17 that the time has come that judgments must begin at the house of God. It's not all written in the Bible. How Elijah must have been burdened. How he must have wept. Jeremiah in Jeremiah 9 verse 1, oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. And now the prophet Elijah became so exercised that he was given to fall before the Lord. Agree with him when he was given to see that his God was despised, can be in different ways concerning the captivity. We read of the prophet Ezekiel in 33 that they have stated that the prophet played, as it were, on an instrument well. And they heard that instrument gladly, but they did not obey. In Jeremiah 44, they plainly told the prophet that they would not hearken. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. When Elijah was given to see that the goodness of the Lord did not humble, did not bring that people to repentance, then he has asked the Lord to come with the Lord's judgments upon that people, with the hope that that people would repent. And so we have heard it, that the prophet Elijah came to King Ahab, and that he has said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. The prophet did not come to the king to repent, but only the judgments of the Lord. And then the prophet left. What a judgment for the people of Israel. No more prophet, no more warning, no more calling to repent, but a silent God. How is it with us and our children? Do we still have a speaking, a tender conscience, or has it become dry? A spiritual famine. We read in Revelation 6 of that black horse of famine. The Lord would close the heavens for 1 year concerning snow and rain over North America. Then what a distress would come. But on this prayer day, then the Lord still calls unto us and our children of Ahab. We do not read, maybe no opportunity, maybe so shocked he had no request of the prophet. Undoubtedly, then King Ahab and Jezebel, they did not believe. the word of the Lord by the mouth of the prophet. How is it with us, young and old, on prayer day 2023? Do we believe when we disobey, maybe even trample upon God's holy word, that we cannot expect the blessing of the Lord? And when the Lord still blesses as the ox that is fatted for the day of slaughter, do we believe that the judgments of the Lord are hanging low over the earth? Do we believe what the Lord has promised in his word, even outwardly? In 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, those that honor me, I will honor, but those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Do we believe what is written in God's holy word concerning the promises of that seeking the Lord, and that seekers shall find him? Congregation, then on this day, I say it reverently, make a proof of it. Seek the Lord as earnestly concerning your soul as you do for temporal matters. The Lord is a God that cannot lie. We shall not explain it further, but now the special care, the special provision for Elijah and that widow of Zarephath and that little son, may you become jealous of that people whom Christ has purchased for body and for soul. Not to make a wrong interpretation does not mean when the Lord sends his judgments, it can also be by the way of famine, war, earthquakes, storms, that the Lord uses them as a chariot to usher his people into eternity. Nevertheless, the church of God shall also experience the special providence, the special care of the Lord. And now concerning the prophet, we find him in the dwelling of that widow of Zarephath. How did he come there, boys and girls? A special direction, our second thought, the Lord's special direction. And then our children knows what has taken place. The Lord has commanded the prophet to go to the brook Kereth with the promise that the ravens would feed him. And there he went, a place of seclusion, simply living out of the hand of the Lord. And then there was a brook wherefrom he could drink. And children, what did he eat? then every morning and every evening the Lord sent ravens with bread and flesh. We know ravens. By nature, they shall eat it themselves. Question can be asked, where did the ravens get it? Not written in God's word, but Elijah was given to see that it comes from heaven. Also profitable for us and our children. Many times we only focus on the hand that gives us the blessing, but special times when we may be given to see the hand of the Lord in it. But now we gotta come to the widow of Zarephath. And how did the prophet now come there? Then there came a time that that brook, it became less and less. A little trickle. Undoubtedly, there are those amongst us with such a brook. Not speaking of a natural brook, but we can speak of the brooks of our finances, the bank account becoming smaller and smaller, children to feed, to clothe. Could speak of the brooks of friendship, can even be the brooks of love, the brooks of our health and strength. We feel it. Not as it was, the brooks of hope, the brooks of courage. And now Elijah, given the grace, clear in the Bible, also find Elijah under the juniper tree. Then we see the grace of God that granted that faith to the prophet, given to wait upon the Lord. That is a special grace, to wait upon the Lord when the brooks, when the brook is drying up. And then the Lord has given clear commandment to the prophet that he must leave the land of Israel and to go westward and northward to Zidon, to a widow in Zarephath. And that was the place where Jezebel has come from. King Ahab has sent messengers to all lands to search the prophet. Oh, what an awful place to be. Instead of bowing under the Lord's judgment, then an enmity to rise up against the Lord and to kill his prophet, that that voice may be silenced. Brooks, where we have drank and sat, meditated with great delight. For the people of God, they know those times. Oh, day after day, Sabbath after Sabbath day, in God's house, to drink of the word of God, to taste of the gifts and the precious things of the Lord. hoping to go from strength to strength. But now when the Lord leads that people, that those brooks become less and less, and soon afraid that they shall dry up. 'Tis the work of the Spirit to take the enjoyment of the gifts that the true child of God, that they may be led and brought to the foot of the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And the prophetess went. What a journey that must have been. Everything brown, scorched, bones of dead animals, maybe human beings so weak that they could no longer walk, boys and girls starving, mothers with their infant children, animals crying to the Lord, all as a consequence of the refusal of the people of Israel to repent. How that people must have prayed, asked the Lord for dew, for rain. Was too late. What was first necessary? That there would come repentance, Jeremiah 3:13. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast sinned against the Lord. And so he has come to Zarephath. Cannot be different. That the prophet has said, Lord, wilt thou now show me the widow which thou hast commanded to feed me? Servant of Abram was also sent for a wife for Isaac, also with prayer. Let us first sing. Psalter 396, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. And what follows, 396, the first four stanzas. the Lord's special care for Elijah with the widow of Zarephath. The Lord's heavy judgment. The Lord's clear direction. And now thirdly, the Lord's trying command. The Lord Jesus Christ has spoken of this widow in Luke 4, where he has stated that the Lord did not send the prophet to a widow in Israel, but the widow in Zarephath. Speaking of the sovereignty of God under which the natural man shall never bow. And in the life of God's people, only by the work of the Holy Spirit, the Lord has given unto the prophet, the Lord deals so tenderly with this church. Before he was commanded to go to the brook, the promise that the ravens would feed. And now with the clear command, we read in Psalm 32 verse 8, I will teach thee and instruct thee in the way that thou shalt go. My eye shall be upon thee. Then by renewal, the Lord has given the promise and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. The promise for the prophet. The Lord has given unto us the precious gift of his word. Promises for those that may seek him. And they shall never be put to shame. Oh, it is true. It shall be tried. And the Lord leadeth through mysterious ways. Christ has said to his disciples in John 13 verse 7, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And then how Elijah must have prayed that the Lord, when he come to that place, that he would show clearly which widow would sustain him. The Lord did not say to Elijah, go to a rich farmer with many cows or many acres, or to a land where it is raining. No. To that widow in Zarephath, then we see something very special. Elijah and the widow of Zarephath, very clear that that widow of Zarephath, that it was a woman, a widow, that greatly feared the Lord. Romans 10 verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That that word has entered her heart, how she was given to experience that the heathen gods, that they are no gods, and that under the drought, that she was still cleaving to the Lord. And the Lord has said to Elijah, I have commanded a widow woman And thus that woman that has received a divine revelation that the Lord would send his prophet and that it was her calling that she must sustain that prophet of the Lord. Oh, for that widow, what a joy must have filled her heart, although also fear. Because when the Lord works, then we see that people as such a holy people. And now for such a prophet to come to dwell with a heathen woman, a widow and her son. But we see something very special. Two of God's people exercised with the same matter. They have never met one another. We read in Psalm 25 verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And so we can picture it, boys and girls, the prophet, a long journey, seeing terrible things. Things still happen in our day. Read not so long ago in the newspaper in Afghanistan, with all the war in the past years and now with the Taliban, much misery, extremely cold winter. There was a father, family, tried to gather a little firewood, tried to stoke a little fire, but became colder and colder. Daddy pressed his little child to his chest, trying to warm it a little, and the little child froze in his arms. And soon after, father also died. Maybe his wife had died already. Do we then see how we are blessed? Are we better? No. Who maketh thee to differ? It's God alone. But where does it bring us? Does it bring us to repentance, or are we only becoming more worldly? Then surely that is a forerunner of the judgments of the Lord. But now the prophet has met the widow and he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, read that word behold different times. That also happened sometime in our life. Those beholds that we are given to see the Lord's special providential leading. By itself, not a foundation for eternity. We need to become the sinner that is washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And behold, the widow woman, does not say a widow woman, but the widow woman was their gathering of sticks. And then he called to her, find similarities with Eliezer, at least believed to be Eliezer, the servant of Abram. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Do you hear that humility? The prophet did not say to that wed a woman. I am now the prophet Elijah, prophet called by the Lord, and my name means my God is Jehovah. And I have went to the king, told him that it would not rain. And now I am here, and now you must feed me. Then what a humility. And I pray thee a little water. Philippians 4 verse 5, let your moderation be known to all men. We may enjoy what the Lord grants. As I read in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 13, but let it be in moderation. A little water that I may drink. And she immediately went. Oh, how there must have been exercises in the life of that widow. A command, a revelation to feed the prophet. And she had nearly nothing. The barrel and cruse were nearly empty. What a need must have became. Are there also great needs in this morning? Unbearable needs. Impossible needs. Special need that you have laid before the Lord in the morning hour of this prayer day. You've unburdened your heart that you said, Lord, humanly speaking, cannot be impossible. But thou art not that, now that great God. Wilt thou also send a raven in this season? And then further, and as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. By renewal, a little morsel, not a big loaf, to last me a week, a little morsel. Let your moderation be known to all men. And she said, as the Lord, it's the personal name of the Lord, that she received the knowledge of the Lord God of Israel, Jehovah, that faithful covenant God. And then she was very timid. As the Lord thy God liveth, was in the form of an oath. The Lord thy God, how with a holy jealousy she must have seen that prophet. Undoubtedly she thought that prophet has no sin. So holy. The Lord thy God, let us ask that widow, how is it now with that expression? What is your desire, widow? Open now your heart a little bit. You have said the Lord thy God. But how is it now in your heart? How is it now in your heart, congregation? Concerning that God of Israel, do we need him? Have we become jealous of that people? It's that widow. As the Lord thy God liveth. And then she was given to unburden her heart. I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. We understand by that cruise a smaller jar, the barrel, then we do not have to understand a big drum, a big barrel, what we call a barrel today, but it was a bigger jar. And then she was given to declare there was still a little left in those containers. She had not a cake to give to the prophet, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Have you heard it when we read it this morning, congregation? Have those words struck you? Gather some sticks, bake a little cake. We must be diligent, must be responsible. The Lord grant strength, courage, joy in our labors, but in the context. What an instruction on prayer day. Gathering of sticks. It's good to examine our hearts. What is the purpose of gathering our goods? Do we always need more and more? Is there contentment and oppression of the Lord's goodness? So busy gathering sticks that we are so bowed down that we have no time to look upward. So busy with the gathering of sticks, and it is a busy life. Oh, ask mothers in the family, fathers concerning the daily bread. We are called to be diligent, as we read in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. Do it with thy might. No wisdom, no knowledge in the grave, whither thou goest, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it. Had an appetite, also a great blessing. May we be given to thank the Lord more often, not only for food and drink, also an appetite, may eat it. But then the last words, and die. Those are words for all of us. With all our labors, and we know not the day of our death, may those words be imprinted deeply upon all of our hearts, our studies, our work, but at the end, for each, none excluded, because it is written in Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Just gather sticks, dress, and we eat it and die. Are you ready to die, congregation? Have you received the one thing needful? May it please the God of all grace to work richly by his Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, that it may be impressed upon our hearts what Christ has said to that dear Martha, Oh, she feared and loved the Lord. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Our last point, we shall add it this evening. Amen. Let us close. Lord, when we have heard of the judgments that have come upon the land of Israel, and we are given to consider in the midst of all the trials and difficulties of life, the abundance that we and our children may still have, that there is not one that has to go hungry amongst us outwardly, and Lord, what maketh us to differ? But oh, may it please thee, by the loving and irresistible work of thy Spirit, to impress those solemn words upon all our hearts and thy. And that is to meet thee, ah Lord, above all things in this season. Do grant thy richest blessing upon the means of grace, that young and old may be wrought upon, that the kingdom of the devil may be disturbed, that it may be lessened, and that thy kingdom may increase. Ah, wilt thou grant a prayer for one another also in this day, grant traveling mercies, and bring us once more together in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, 310, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. I love the Lord for my request, and humble plea he makes his care. In him through life my face shall rest, for he both hears and answers prayer. 310, 1, 3, 4, and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.